Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I am good and glad to be on again.
That's right. That's right. We are the double team right now. We are doing so good. I'm always excited
yes,
on Sunday morning.
God
you know
is blessing. Yes. God is just blessing.
Yes. And, you know, I believe he continues to bless us every Sunday. And this Sunday he has blessed us with a special guest, Minister Teresa Hall. Minister Teresa Sanders, excuse me. She's out of Lancaster, South Carolina. Minister Hall, Minister Sanders, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are y'all doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. I'm so, so excited, so excited and thankful for being on the show. I was telling Lavina that I've been feeling like a celebrity. I've never been on a live talk show before. Y'all, I called everybody. Like, I'm going to be on the radio. I'm going to be on the radio. You know, I had called all my friends. I don't know who all may call in, but, you know, I've been calling everybody. And so I'm just thankful for the opportunity that, you know, Lavina could see the Lord flowing through me and come to my page. And that's the ultimate blessing. So I'm thankful. My name is Minister Teresa Sanders, and I have a ministry group on Facebook, and it's called Revelation for God's Restoration Ministry Group. And I also have a phone conference that runs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And what we do is we learn the Word of God, we encourage each other, we pray for each other, and we have different speakers that come on in the ministry, and not even in the ministry, but just anyone who wants to speak about the Word of God, you know. And if you're going through something, on Wednesday nights, we call it Bring It to the Altar Wednesday. So anything that you're going through, you call in and you bring it to the altar. There will be intercessors to pray for you, and not even the problem all the time. If you need the Lord to elevate you to something like a new job, or, you know, I know y'all promote artists, like someone who wants to sing and they need God to open that door, you come and we'll pray in Jesus' name for you. So it's very encouraging, and I'm just thankful to spread the Word of God. And a part of my testimony, just a little more about me, that I was burned when I was a baby. Over 85% of my body, and I went through many physical challenges coming up through school. I was picked at by children, by teachers. I made it through two suicide attempts, and I thank God for my parents. I came from a strong support system, a strong background of spiritual leaders, and if it wasn't for my mother instilling the Bible in me, you know, and making me learn those basic instructions for leaving Earth, you know, and it just making me pray and keeping me in church, I don't believe that I would have been the woman that I am today, the woman of God. So I thank God for all the bad times I've been through, you know, and just to be a testimony. I tell my callers and friends all the time, if you've never fallen, you won't know how good it feels for the Lord to pick you up. If you've never been through something, you won't know how, you know, how good it feels to have the Lord to lead you. If you're not lost, how can you possibly be found? You know, so I thank God. I just thank God, and thank God for you all for giving me an opportunity. And just whenever I can spread the word and it inspires someone, you know, I just thank God for that, because, you know, without him, I'm nothing. And it's not me. It's the Lord flowing through me. So thank God for the opportunity. I am long-winded, but I'm excited, so I'm going to be quiet now. Now I can talk a little bit too much. That's the worst thing in the world. You know, you're excited to hear someone talk, but just as excited to hear them be quiet. I don't want to be that caller. I want to be invited back, so I'm going to be quiet.
Well, my God, I think most of God leaders are long-winded. I ain't met one that's not yet.
Just think, if they wasn't,
we all like that.
They wouldn't be able to deliver the word in, you know, in such a good manner if they wasn't long-winded.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
amen.
That's right.
So you want to be able to hear the word, and you don't want to hear the word in two or three sentences, you know, because you know it's deeper than that yourself. You're just
that's
looking,
right.
You know, with the translation of everything. So, but we welcome you to the show, and we actually have our first caller, so we're going to go to our first caller real quick, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome, Ezekiel. Hello. Alexander. Okay. Hello.
Yes. How's everyone?
How's everyone? We're good.
Yes, hello. I'm with, I'm Mr. Augustine.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yes, my name is Reverend Henry Sanders. I am a supporter of Tariq Sanders, and I just called in to listen to what she had to say. I've enjoyed seeing her grow in the spirit and her knowledge as well as in her courage to stand in faith and proclaim the word of God. A lot of people, I think, out of fear do not fulfill their calling, and I'm glad that she has found the courage to fulfill hers and to continue on to perfect all that she professed as being a Christian. I'm very, very proud of her, and I think she's an outstanding speaker, more or less a diamond in the rough, and I believe as time progresses on that she's going to get better and do better. I mean, she's doing good now. She's getting into better. I just don't know what will happen. Good gracious. She just got a lot of God's appeared on her, and you can hear it when she speaks. When you come in her presence and you talk to her about different things, you can normally feel that presence of the Holy Spirit there, as well as she also is good at becoming good at just answering day-to-day questions that people have sometimes to ask you. You'd be amazed at what's on a sinner's mind, and sometimes it's good when you can come forward and just give them some clarity as to what is required of them from God, that their service may become better and better as they continue on their Christian journey. I'm just glad that she has chosen this path to go down, and I really sincerely hope that a lot of people will be inspired, especially young people, to follow in her footsteps as well as all the other servants of God that are out here in the world fighting a good fight of faith that are, as we call them, good soldiers of the cross. Myself personally, she was at the church that I attended a few Sundays ago, and I preached a sermon on getting to know God. It came from the book of Isaiah, and it was dealing with the death of King Uzziah. And when Isaiah said that the Spirit of God filled the train of the temple, and the point I was getting across was Isaiah could not meet God until King Uzziah died. And the point I was making was a lot of time, someone, some place, something has to be moved out of your way before you can really see who God is. And I say that to a lot of people, not to be fearful when God comes along and starts to purge and prune some things out of your life, but to hold on to your faith and understand that it's for a good that even you don't see today, but it's going to come because it's already been predestinated and spoken by God. All you have to do is just hold on to your faith and not try to help God, just let God's Spirit go forth and His Word go forth and do the work that it was designed to do, and you'll always come out a winner. I don't want to be too long with either. I want to give someone else an opportunity to speak because I'm used to preaching and going to seminary school, and a lot of times I like to prepare what I'm going to say so I don't run over my time limit. I'm enjoying the program so far, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And I wish everyone a blessed and a prosperous evening.
Thank you, and thank you for calling in, showing Minister Sanders, definitely some love and inviting us on a little bit more about her. We greatly appreciate it, and we hope that you continue to listen to the rest of the show.
Well, I'm glad. This is my first time calling. I'm just now through Teresa becoming aware of just how big the Church Without Walls ministry is and how many different divisions of it there is. But the good service that it provides to a community of people whom otherwise would not have an opportunity to hear what the Word of God has to say. A lot of them don't have transportation to get back and forth to churches and on sick and shut-in lists. I think this is a great thing to introduce to the world and to people in general.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Right, Reverend Sanders, we thank you for calling in. Does anyone have any questions for him?
Yes, Reverend, I have a question for you. When you preach to people, do you preach abroad to reach people, or how was your method of preaching?
Well, my method is always designed to reach those who are hungry for the truth. You have to understand, you have to preach a message that, first of all, is truthful, that those who are seeking truth, it would touch their spirit, and it would benefit them because it's a message of truth, and now because it's a message of truth, the power of God now comes into it. I'm very reluctant to speak something that I myself personally have not researched and know for a fact that it is a part of God's word. I will not preach something just because I heard someone else speak on it, and it sounded okay at that time. I always research it, because a lot of times you can get into some serious conflict of interest when you don't research things. So I speak a message that's really designed for a broad sector of people. I don't segregate it, isolate it. It's just for anyone who wants to hear it, who wants to learn, who wants to know how to live in a spiritual life with God. I have no barriers. I have no hang-ups or none of that stuff. I'm not in the ministry for money, fortune, or fame. I'm into it because it's something that God called me to do, and I don't want to be on the wrong side of God. I've seen the consequence of people who have done it their way,
the way
God tells them to do it. So I've learned the hard way, and I preach nowadays. You always bet that it's going to be something that I research. And you have to understand also, a lot of times you may preach a message, and people may come back and question you about certain things you said, so you need to be able to always take the scripture and show them where you got it from and what your point is, that it relates to something that the word of God itself has actually said. I hope that answers your question. And if it didn't, reiterate it, and we'll get it right.
No, you did. The bottom line is know your word for yourself.
That's right.
Amen.
Know your word for yourself.
Okay.
Study to show myself approved.
Well, that's why I'm going to seminary school,
to make sure I
know what I'm speaking of. And also, you have to understand, we have a lot of churches right now within, say, a 50-mile circle of where I live that are without a pastor because conflict of interest arise, and the pastor could not go in the Bible and use scripture to sell the issue. I was real amazed at that. And a lot of them had doctrine degrees. I guess the simple thing I would say was it was amazing to see a brilliant person do something so dumb. I mean, I was just amazed. I was thought that they could have went in the scripture, pulled up certain scriptures to just give some clarity to the people, but they just couldn't. A lot of them was what you would call, I guess, had that dictator mentality, well, it's my way or the highway. So people went to hit the highway, and after a while, they were in the church basically by themselves. As a matter of fact, a few churches I know are for sale.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bank repossessed them.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, yes, that is my uncle, Henry Sanders, and yes, I just thank God for him. This is Minister Sanders speaking.
Amen.
And yes, I come from a strong support system. I thank God that anytime I needed to know something, he'd tell me, and he didn't sugarcoat the word, he didn't compromise it. It was plenty of times he cut me real deep, but I thank God that he didn't compromise the word. And I just thank God for his support. But, he made a valid point, and that's a lot what my ministry is about, to reach those people who don't have a way. You know, I go to nursing homes and I pass out the conference number. And, this 86-year-old woman really touched my heart, you guys. And she had said that her family just put her there and forgot about her, and she had been out of touch with the Lord for so many years and just to call into my conference line and give the testimony she gave, I mean, I was just crying like a big baby. I'm a crybaby anyway. But that was wonderful So, yes, that's what it's about, and we encourage people to ask questions. Ask questions. You know, you won't know if you don't ask. So we want to teach in the full word of God, not sugarcoating. Churches nowadays have become more of business. You know, they just want that dollar from you. They don't care about you knowing the truth. And that's why they can, you know, people can be in relationships for 20 years and never get married. And still, if they just pay their tithes and they sing on the choir, they're going to heaven, you know, and that's not the word of God. That's really not the truth. But at the same time, we're not there to, you know, beat them down either. We want to teach them and help show them and encourage them, not speak to them because they're one way, you know, or because a woman, she may be a prostitute, or a guy, he may sell drugs. We don't want to push them away because they do that. But that's how churches do nowadays. You know, they don't really want to support you. They act like that. They've never sinned, you know, and they're perfect and exalt themselves. When we all have things we struggle with. Lord knows I'm not perfect. I'm still striving. So, you know, we're learning together. And as a leader, I'm constantly learning. You have to be a student at all times, because I can't teach if I can't learn. How can I teach you if I didn't learn it, you know? So I thank God for that. And as you can see, my family is long-winded. But we thank God and we praise God for that. You know, I thank God for my family, and I thank God for you all. I will definitely be calling into the show, you know, and y'all have a number one fan now. You have a number one fan, and, you know, this is great. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Thank you, Lavina. Thank you so, so much.
Reverend Sanders, we do thank you for calling in. We're going to go to another caller. Welcome to GTL.
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. My name is Minister Arthur L. Weathersby. I missed the call last week because I had another pressing issue that came up, but I'm glad to be here today. And I was just listening to everything. Amen. I was just listening to everything that was being said. And I'm going to piggyback off of Brother Sanders with that Isaiah, that sixth chapter, and that first verse with the prophet Isaiah and being in how, why he was unable to see King Uzziah, see the Lord until King Uzziah died. The thing that strikes me is that people need to understand is that there was nothing wrong with King Uzziah. King Uzziah was a revered king of the people, and they loved him, and he did great things. But the illustration was is that how we can put people, places, and things and exalt them to a measure where they become like little GODs. Mm-hmm. And until we move them out of our way, until they get removed from out of our spiritual eyes, we're not going to be able to see clearly from God. So mm-hmm. I like that particular chapter and that particular illustration and the message that it gives for that, because it just lets us know. And Isaiah was a prophet, and there was nothing up to that point so that he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing for God. But because he allowed himself to get enamored with somebody else and exalted that man into a position of a little G-O-D, he realized, you know, I'm a mess. Look at what I've done. And I'm living around people that are a mess. And the only thing, and I need to be made whole. And the Bible, it was, you know, the illustration of that is when the angel of the Lord came down and took the tongs and from the hot fire and seared his lips. Well, that symbolizes that there's no remission of sin anymore without the shedding of blood. Because I guarantee you, he bled when that hot coal got put to his lips. And then once we get into a relationship with the Lord, we're able to get the focus on him, then we're able to see, not only see, but hear clearly from God. Because then Isaiah had the opportunity, because then the Lord says, well, you know, we got a work that needs to be done. I'm paraphrasing. Who shall we send? Now, Isaiah, as far as I know, is the only one that was involved with the communication with God. But, you know, there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So who shall we send? And Isaiah immediately responded, here I am, send me. So I like that illustration. I love that illustration. I also like what you guys are talking about as far as preaching and teaching the word of God. My perspective is that any message that I preach, there is a message in there for anyone that's under the sound of my voice. Mm-hmm. You're blind your ear to hear.
Amen.
What the Spirit has to say. And how I try to facilitate that is to make sure that they don't put their attention on me. I'm not going to get up there to perform for you. I'm going to preach what thus saith the Lord, and I'm going to teach it too, because I know that Hosea said it, you know, very distinctly. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
And I recall what Jesus did to Peter and asked Peter three times, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, well, yes, Lord, I do. He said, well, feed my flock. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I do. Feed my flock. And I know Peter got righteous, and he got kind of indignant probably the third time. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I do. Feed my flock. That's what they're called. That's what those that are called to into the preaching ministry, the ministry of the gospel, that's the responsibility that we have, is to not just to get up there and just to proclaim the word, but you have to feed it to them. You have to you have to give it to them in a manner that they can receive it, that they can ingest it, and that they can grow on it. And you know what? You may have to preach that, teach that thing several times.
Right.
Just like we pray without ceasing. You may have to stay on a particular message until folks get it. And it does not matter what the age limit is. And I like what you said about that, that, you know, we can never, ever get to the point of state where we think that we know it all. I don't care how mature you are in the faith, because my understanding is that you never stop learning until you're brought home and to be with the Lord. And you know what? It ain't on your own strength that you're going to get there, because Jude 24:25 clearly says, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. We don't get there on our own strength. We don't get there on our own knowledge. But we do get there by the word of God, and we have to have the people that have the heart of Christ, the heart of Christ and the mind of Christ, to be willing to do the dirty work. That's what I call it. And to get down there in the vineyard to ensure that every single person that's underneath their wing is nurtured and brought up and taught so that they can grow and mature and then go forth so they can disciple.
That's
all we have to say.
Oh, amen. Praise God.
That's right.
Lavina, do you mind if I say something behind him?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, praise God. I just want to piggyback on that. You know, I'm happy, you guys. We're having church. Oh, yes. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, yes. You know, also, we have to understand so many of us, when we sin, you know, so many of us don't understand why our physical body sin. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. And I stand on Romans in chapter 6. You know, we have to understand that when Jesus died, you know, we died with him spiritually.
Yeah.
You know, we died with him, you know, and so we came off of the rule of the flesh, and we came alive to be able to walk in the Spirit. You know, he defeated Satan for us. Satan has no power. You know, he only can do what we allow him to do. So we bring our spiritual mind, that is our thought. It's in our mind. You know, and when we think about when the devil brings those thoughts, because guess what? They're going to come. We're not responsible for the evil thoughts that come. We're responsible for what we do with them. You know, and one of the greatest stories ever told was in Matthew 4 when Jesus was tempted by Satan. And every single time, did you notice he said, it is written. My Father in heaven, he continuously let his Father God's praise be in his mouth. He continuously stopped. He heard what Satan said, but guess what? That's in his mind. It is his thought that he brought under subjection. He said, he thought about it. The thought of, okay, the world and everything you're offering me. Well, wait a minute. Let me get permission from my Father God. Is this what God want me to do? He realized this body is not my own. I don't belong to myself. We walk around and thinking these are our choices to make. You know, it's our will. No, we are God's children. He says, my people, you are my child. So guess what?
Amen.
Your will is his will. So if you constantly say, I don't have permission to do this, let me ask my God in heaven, do I have the right to think about that? You know, for example, you guys, I know there's no one on this phone who haven't said it. Even me. If someone talks about our mother or our father, I'm gonna get them. They're fighting words. You talking about my mama? It is on. But you know what? See, but if you say, when that person says something to get on your last nerve, you know, or if you're at work, that boss says something to get on your last nerve, and before you go, guess what? Because before you stand in your physical body, you have to think about it first, because your mind tells your body what to do. So if you think, well, my God is watching me, does he give me permission to do this? Because this is not my body. You know, can I hit this person with God's body? Guess what? Your spirit is going to go under conviction. And I don't know if it works for anyone else, but I know for a fact it works for me. Every time I called on the name of Jesus, it happened. Miracles happened. He promised that, see? And now that's why you understand when it says in the book of James, count it all joy when temptation comes. When I first saw that scripture, you guys, I was like, how do you get happy when trouble comes? I'm supposed to get happy for what Satan about to do to me? No, it's bigger than that. You're getting happy because you know that you have the power to defeat him. The Lord has given that to all of us. It's power of life and death in our tongues. And so now that I've figured out how to activate my power when he comes, I'm going to acknowledge God. And now we're continuously, like in, you know, Proverbs 3, we're continuously letting his praise be in our mouth. And in all ways, we're acknowledging him and allowing him to direct our path. Remember, if we continuously praise him and he's directing our path, he's fighting for us. And remember, in the name of Jesus, Satan must flee. Now he got to think about it. He must flee. He got to go. He can't do anything. So that's the thing. We have to bring our mind under subjection, our thoughts. And so your body's going to follow. So that's why the Lord says, you know, we sin in our mind. You know, people don't understand, well, how can I be guilty of sin? I thought about it, but I didn't do it. Your mind, you done it, your thoughts. The Lord wants everything. My God is a jealous God. He no man before him, nothing, not nobody. You know, so it's in our minds. If we can get our minds together, you know, that is the key right there. That's the key right there to happiness. You can get happy when the devil comes. Oh, I got something for you. You come on, trouble. I got something for you. My God, you have no power. My God already defeated you. He took the keys from you. You got to get permission to him to do something to me. You can't do a thing. Give me, now you can get your joy back, your peace back. You're not under the rule of flesh with its trouble, you know, malice, you know, disobedience and all that. Now you're under grace. Remember, you're under his grace and his mercy that endures forever, joy and peace and happiness and eternal life. So praise God. I just wanted to put that out there and piggyback on what the brother said, you know, because he touched the major points. He had me stirred up in my seat. So I thank God for my uncle, my Henry Sanders, and this gentleman. Who is this gentleman?
You got me all stirred back up again, and I want to piggyback real quick on what you just said. So we tag team here. We're doing tag team here. Proverbs, we're help ones. We're iron sharpening iron. Proverbs 3:5-6 for me is the fundamental scripture for understanding the Christian faith.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding.
Yes.
Right. In all your ways, acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. And then what I also like is that, you know, the scriptures tells us, no weapons formed against you shall prosper. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And I like to use an illustration real quick, fast, in a hurry of how we can overcome things. So people say, well, you know, how can you do that? That sounds good. You know, but practically, you know, this is real world. Come on, give me some real talk. Well, I'm going to give you some real talk. Go to the book of Daniel where you'll find four young men, teenagers, if you will, that were taken from their homeland, brought into captivity into a foreign land, and the king, Nebuchadnezzar, decided he was going to transform them into being like them so he could put them up and parade them before his courts and say, look what we've done. We went in there and we captured the great children, the Hebrew children, those folks that God set aside, set apart, set out them, and separated for them to be an example. We overtook them and we got the best. And we have made made them into what we like to make them do, which is the world is doing to our children these days. That's why you have the gangs and stuff like that. They tried to change their names. Nowhere in the Bible did I see where Daniel called himself Belteshazzar. Nowhere in the Bible did I see where Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah called themselves Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So I refuse to even call him that when I preach. But what I'm saying is that these boys were presented with some challenges. And when they were trying to change them and have them eat the food of the king's table, drink from the king's table, and they said, no, we cannot do that. We cannot do that.
Right.
Because, but I'll tell you what we'll do. Let us do what we normally do, and we'll look as good as or better than the people that you have eating and drinking that stuff. Now, the one who was in charge of them, the eunuch, he was scared to death. Well, no, I can't do that. Because if you don't look like what you should look like from eating and drinking from the king's table, he's going to kill me. He said, well, if after 10 days it don't work, you know, 10 days later they look even better. The point is that the pressure that we face in this life, and a lot of young folks that have that, and even us older as well, there's no age, there's no discrimination on that. Peer pressures and things of that nature, life circumstances and situations that come before us that we make to be much bigger than what they really are, have a way of causing us to, in our minds, believe that we need to go and do some things and conform and compromise to things so that we can be protected and things of that nature. But these boys show that that's not so. When you commit yourself and you're true to your faith and you recall what your teachings have been, no matter where you are, whether you're at home, out there in the streets, on your job, even in the church, you should be true to your calling. Walk circumspect.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You walk circumspectly to your calling. So I never believed in peer pressure. I was a manager on the job that I had, and I used to talk to my employees, and I used to tell them, I said, listen. And even before I became a manager, I said, listen, there's no way in the world that you all allow somebody to get you to do something that you really shouldn't have done. Because look at it from this perspective. You know how the world likes to say that life is nothing but a game. Okay, well, let's make it a highly skilled game. Make it chess. The object of chess is to checkmate your opponent, not yourself. If God has you as a Christian elevated to a certain level, why would you subjugate yourself, drop down from where God has you to come down where somebody else has and wallow in their mess?
Right. Amen.
I refuse. Mm-hmm. I refuse. I wholeheartedly, unequivocally refuse, and I'm going to Exodus. I think it's the 14th chapter, probably the 10th through the 14th verse. I'm sorry, but I refuse to go back to Egypt. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. I refuse to go back to bondage. I refuse to allow somebody to make me even give up what God has given me. That's just, they can't make me do it. They can't make that. Because you know what? Here's the bottom line. We like to say, and it's a thing that people say without thinking, the devil made me do it or somebody did that. No, 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 no. You better listen to what the Apostle Paul said about that. There's a war going on in my members. I find myself wrestling and fighting with that thing on a day-to-day basis. When I want to do the right thing, I find my, that I don't do. That
right.
that I don't want to do is what I do.
Right.
It ain't the devil. It ain't the enemy. It's the enemy within, and that's our flesh.
That's right. Amen.
So
that's right.
I just wanted to add that in there.
Amen. I love
yes.
it. I love
yes.
it. I love it. Team. I love the tag team and back.
I have a question. Have anybody ever dealt with peer pressure? I know a lot of sometimes people don't believe something, but I believe in peer pressure, and it's really real out there. People are killing themselves. A lot of our teenagers are committing suicide under peer pressure, and we know it's because it can be a variety of things. Some are committing peer pressure, and they got both of the parents in a home, and that's active with them, but they still choose to do things that were happening on the outside that the parents didn't know that constantly go. And to me, if you don't deal with something with your natural state and you don't deal with your spiritual side, things can crumble on people. And there's a lot of people there are in peer pressure. You know, especially living in California, living in Chicago areas, you know, you either were down or you was got,
period.
Right.
Which one you going to choose? Ain't no, and it was a lot of times, oh, man, I don't want to get no gang. I don't want to do this. I don't want to have to do that. It ain't nothing but the death or prison waiting if I do this. But if I don't, I stay on the same block. So you know what? They're going to get me. I need protection just as well. So that pushes
right.
people to make the wrong decisions because peer pressure is strong
right.
and it's real. But when you have the mind of Christ, and
yes.
once you've changed your life and converted into that, you begin to say, for God I live.
Yeah.
And for God, I die.
Amen. And you also have the assurance of God.
Is real.
Yes, it is real. You also have the assurance of God. And see, this is what I try to tell people, because I know that there's sometimes we get a little bit mistaken, and maybe the Christian, maybe it's not taught properly. I don't know. But salvation in Christ is not salvation from things that you're going to have to face on a day-to-day basis. That's not what salvation is. Salvation is from the penalty of sin that we so rightfully deserved from the transgression and the fall of Adam. And what people have to understand is that, yes, you're going to be faced with what you're going to be faced with, but when you're in the Lord and you know that the God that you serve is greater is he that is in you than he is in one, you know that,
mm-hmm.
then the weapons, the Bible says no weapons formed against you shall be prosper. It didn't say that, you know, they're not going to be any weapons formed against you. It says, no, they're going to be formed, but they won't prosper. They shall not prosper you.
That's right.
They shall not harm you. When you know that the God that you serve is protecting you. He's with you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I'm facing things.
Mm-hmm.
It shall not come nigh me.
Amen.
Because God is faithful and he's true to his word. And I like to tell people, I says, you know, he's a promise keeper. He's a keeper of his promises because he's a promise keeper.
Right.
He cannot deny himself. And when anytime you stand on the word of God, he clearly says, my word shall go forth and prosper, and that thing that I sent it to do, it shall not
mm-hmm.
return unto me void.
That's right. Can I give her this? Let me add this. This is very important for you. What is your name? Who asked the question?
Me?
Young lady?
Oh, that was Pastor Hall.
Pastor Hall.
Oh, about the peer pressure that you asked the question about that?
No, I was making a statement about it being real.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, this is the thing. Jesus must prove us in order for God to approve us.
All right.
And I'm going to say that one more time. Jesus must prove us in order for God, the Father, to approve us. And my favorite scripture, one of my favorites, is Psalms 91. I call this the documentary on how you can always be approved. See, what we have to understand is we're going to go through things in order for us to show ourselves approved.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have to, you know, and that's, we have to make that choice. And we have to realize that the only choice that we have is to do the will of the Lord, not our will, because Jesus had our lives planned. He knew the plan that he had for us before we came, and that plan was for us to choose him. He believed so much that we would choose him that he died. But he didn't die for perfect people. That's what I don't understand with these churches nowadays. He didn't die for perfect people. He died for the prostitutes, the liars, the gamblers, the backbiters. He died for us. You know, he didn't need the ones he died for wasn't worthy of calling on God the Father directly. There was, I mean, no one worthy. You know, no one worthy. So that's why Jesus died. So we may pray in his name, but see, people mistake the reason why he died. They think, well, oh, Jesus died, and this grace and mercy is gonna pick me up, and so I can do any old thing, and I can just say,
uh-oh,
oh, Lord, please forgive me, and that's going to be that. No, that's not what Jesus died for. He didn't die so you can keep sinning. He died to be the propitiation. He died so you can pray in his name.
He's just your mediation. You know, you were praying to God directly yourself. You were just using his name because your name is unworthy. My name is unworthy. So that's what he died for. But see, the thing is also is getting out of our own mind. You can't, and there's nothing you can do with peer pressure on your own. You can't save yourself. No one can save themselves. It is only God's salvation. That's why he says, because he, in Psalms 91, I'm just going to paraphrase, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. So see, Jesus is going to deliver us. He's the one who's setting us free. We can't free ourselves. And he also, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Ooh, how many know how good it is to be honored by the Lord and him call you friend? Amen. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen.
So see, we can't save ourselves. You know, it's going to, you're going to go through peer pressure, and that's why the Lord says, count it all joy when they come.
Yes.
Even in California and New York, my God is everywhere, for he created the world. So we're gonna go through peer pressure. We're gonna go through hell. But see, churches nowadays want you to think because you pay money, everything's gonna be fine. You know, you come pay your money here, you come sing in the choir, you're not going through nothing.
Amen.
It's just gonna be this perfect life. That's not the word of God. That's not the word of God. You know, you're gonna go through it. As a matter of fact, the more you do the word of God, the worse is going to get, because the devil, he doesn't like that. He needs to carry you down. But you got to always show yourself approved. You have to always continuously praise the Lord. And that's why the Lord says, everyone who cries, Lord, Lord, will not enter into my kingdom. So that means, because remember, Satan was in heaven. Satan was in heaven too. So, you know, he was in heaven. And that's why the Lord says, everyone that cries, Lord, Lord, when I answer, we can't praise him today and raise hell tomorrow. You know, even if you prophesied in his name, even if you've done miracles, even if, like, I'm on this line and someone may be inspired by what I say to go and read the word of God and get saved. Okay, but then I fall away. Guess what?
Yes.
If I don't have it together, you know, because I'm going to seek the Lord while he still may be found.
Yes.
Then guess what? When he comes back and I'm not right, even though I'm a minister, I've done a lot of good works. Guess what? I'm going straight to hell.
Straight to hell. Amen.
And see, that's why we need to give the full word of God. That's what preachers don't preach about anymore, because that's not going to fill the collection plate. I got to do work. Well, I'm paying money, but I got to do all this. Oh, I don't want to hear that. That's carnal mindedness. But one thing about it, the Lord's not going to force us to do nothing. The Lord's not going to force us to do a thing. He's going to give us a choice to choose him and turn away.
Minister Sanders, I'm sorry.
Amen.
We have a caller that's been holding for a minute, so I just want to join them in on the conversation, okay?
Oh, okay. Amen. Praise God.
Welcome to DC Palace. I'm sorry for keeping you holding. I'm so sorry. can I have your name, please?
Yes, Prophet Marcus Dupree.
Oh, good friend of mine.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. But, I mean, just like you were saying, you know, a lot of this is coming from an identity crisis in the body of Christ right now. Sometimes people try to be something that they're not in, but you got to know who you are and whose you are.
On a daily basis.
Okay. And see, when you know who you are, you know, you can be secure in that. You don't have to laugh at jokes that's not even funny. You don't have to try to do this and do that to get approval of man, because you've been approved by God. And see, when we go through the process of becoming who we are, it's not easy. It's not even comfortable. Matter of fact, it's downright rough. But even through it all, God is still with you. And even when you become, and even as you go through this process, you're yet changing. And even as you look at yourself in the mirror, you begin to see less of yourself and more of him. You know, and sometimes the people are afraid to go through the process because they feel they're losing. But even in the process, you never lose. You're always gaining. This is an investment that you're making in the treasures that's inside of you. You know, and so we just have to continue to go through the process and become who God has called us to be, So often we shortchange ourselves in trying to be like someone else, or oh, I want to know something like so and so, I want to do this and that, I do that. But be who God has called you to be. Never
my
be
mama.
A cheap copy, be an original.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And when you be who God has called you to be, you won't rob yourself nor rob God. Because
on,
God has the pleasure of getting out the investment that He's made in you. See,
amen.
God is a wise investor. See, that's why when Jesus inside each and every one of us is such a treasure that cannot even be measured by man. See, you are more than meets the eye. There's more to you than what you can see. And when we allow God to take us through this process and allow ourselves to go through the process and becoming who God has called us to be, it's a marvelous thing.
Amen.
Yes, the diamond in the rough has a rough process to go through, but in the end, he shines.
Come on,
see, you know, we have to go through that process. And sometimes people don't want to go through because it's uncomfortable. It gets you out of your comfort zone. You may have to do things your flesh don't want to do. But see, no flesh can glory in his presence. Hallelujah. It's not about your flesh about how you feel, but it's about the will of God. It's about the kingdom going forth. Hallelujah.
Right.
So,
amen.
That's
amen.
What it's about.
That's
you know, glory. Even as you begin to go through the process, you should begin to see layers of yourself fall apart the floor, because it's more you allowing him to shine through you. See,
mm-hmm.
less of you. See, God can't fill you up if you're full of yourself.
Hallelujah.
How can he fill you up of himself if you're full
yes.
of yourself? See,
mm-hmm.
we've got to deny ourselves and go through the process. And see,
woo.
People want to try and go skip. They want to go from A and skip through B and everything else in between the Y and go straight to Z. I'm sorry, you can't do that. God does not believe in no child left behind. The longer it takes for you to get it, God said, I got eternity. I'll wait for you.
Mm.
I'll keep you right there.
You
got to go through this process.
I have a question for all you preachers that's on the phone. I have a question. What would you, because I do a lot of youth ministry. And everything I do, I make sure that when I speak, I'm also speaking to them. Even that's why I brought up the thing about peer pressure. What would you tell someone that's in a predicament and they want to get out of it? They don't know about Christ. They don't know, because we know when you're depth in Christ, we know what to do. We know how to pray. We know what to do. But I'm talking about somebody who don't know what to do, and they're at their wit's end and don't belong where they're supposed to be. What would you tell a listener that's listening in who's trying to go through that transformation of life?
I tell you what I would tell someone. First off, I would speak to them like on a one-on-one. You know, I want them to know that I personally care and I'm concerned about them. I know what they're experiencing because I grew up in an environment where I have to deal with gangs, drugs, and all of that type of activity in and of around me. And I have done ministry in youth detention centers and in prisons, and one of the messages that I want to share with the youth is that, you know, I know what images that you see out there, but that's not the life that God has planned for you. And
mm-hmm.
what you see is not what God has planned for you. Life is not as bleak as what the images are presented to you. That's why they're out there. That I know. That's why you seek what you're seeking for. And also, people. There are people that may be around you. You may not know them as family members, but they love you, and that's the defining factor that children that the youth need to know, that adults care and love them, because
amen.
If not, the world is, that's what the world presents to them. That's what gangs present to them. That's how they get them in there.
That's right.
Giving them a false imagery of a love and family. And that, oh Lord, have mercy, Jesus. That's my ministry. We need to get into the homes. We need to get into the homes with the family, with the parents. And you know, there needs to be structure here with how our children are coming up in life, because they're not seeing what they need to, they're not hearing what they need to hear, and they're not seeing what they need to see in the lives of the people that live around them, whether you be parents, neighbors, whomever they come in contact with as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I have a responsibility to live my life that's representative of such that those that come in contact with me, particularly young folks, will see something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're
mm-hmm.
sincere about that, the message will get across. They will open up to you. I speak to children. They will open up to you. All they
yes,
need is somebody to show and to be concerned. Do like what Christ did. When every time he came in the midst of folks that were hurting, no matter what he had been doing before in ministry, the Bible would say he looked upon them, he had compassion, and he stopped, and he ministered unto them. We need to take time to talk to our children. You can't. It's not just talk at them, but talk to them. And that may mean sitting down there and just listening, which is the key component to communication, and listening to what they say. And also not what they say, but what they don't say. I look people in their face. I look them in their eyes. And they communicate whether they know it or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, praise
amen.
God.
That was Minister Arthur, right? That was
yes. Is Lavina or I don't know who. My mother had been on hold. She had wanted to respond whenever you got a chance. I didn't know if you saw her call on. She's quiet. She likes to wait and raise her hand. Like maybe you have to say excuse me. You know, I'm just an outspoken person.
Yeah, we have a couple people that are listening. But they didn't press one. So
she might have didn't press one.
Right. She has to press one. Like we have a couple that we went to in the switchboard where they didn't say anything, they're just listening.
She had been on since I called in the first time. I think she probably didn't press one though. My God.
And you know what? I think I know the one you're talking about because she was holding actually before the show started. So, but she didn't press one. But now I think she just pressed one. So we'll just bring her in on a second. But while we have everyone on the line, I'm just going to go to a song real quick, and then we'll bring everybody back together. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon. set the fire in me. If you believe it, say you.
Okay, that was Fred Hammond, No Weapon Shall Prosper.
Amen.
I believe we have Minister Arthur. I'm not sure your last name, though.
Arthur Witherby.
Witherby, okay. We have him on the line. We also have Prophet, Pastor Marcus Dupree and Pastor Hall. You're there, right?
Yes.
Okay, and we're also going to bring on Evangelist Rose. That was the caller that we were looking for, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Evangelist Rose, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Thank you.
Welcome. Your daughter had mentioned that you were holding for a while, so we just wanted to bring you in just to join in. Just on the conversation that we were all having and the wonderful tag teaming that was going on. the wonderful tag teaming that was going on. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself or give your testimony? Or?
Oh, yes. I want to say, you know, in life you're going to go through satanic attacks. You know, that's with all of God's children. And my family have a strong background with serving God regardless to, you know, what come up against us because we was raised with a spiritual awakening. And that's something that I instill in my children and everybody that I come in contact with. And you have to have a spiritual awakening and a personal relationship to understand certain things in order for everything to be all right and to go well with you. And I had wanted to share something that was so inspiring that I saw through my daughter, Teresa, and a lot of other family members and friends, because my passion is the jail ministry and prison ministry. And with our spiritual awakening, on my teaching, and how I reach people, I teach them to have a personal relationship with God by first of all knowing what Holy Bible stands for, that he only left you basic instruction before leaving earth because Jesus Christ formatted everything into our life for us so that we can modify changes into our life and activate everything we need through him empowering us. And I'm so glad that Minister Teresa, my daughter, she grabbed a hold of God's hands, and he has truly empowered her and blessed her to let God lead her. And she can teach and reach people through her trials and tribulations, you know, to look to God no matter what, you know, having that spiritual awakening and to understand fear, F-E-A-R, is this false evidence of being real, and to turn that around to faith, forsaking all and trusting him. You know, and when you do that, you stay teachable, you stay reachable. And as long as you live, you're always, you know, attaining information. It's like a sponge. But when we apply it, it empowers us the activation that we need to step out on the word and speak the word to produce and be fruitful in our life to give us the inheritance. You know, as joint heirs that God has for us. You know, I just wanted to share that. And that's no matter where you find yourself at in life.
Amen.
You know, it's got to be personal.
Before anyone comments, we just have another caller that has been holding as well. We're just going to bring everyone in, and then we'll just, you know, take turns with anyone that wants to give their testimony or just say what they're thankful for as well. We have Pastor Marshall.
Yes, it's Pastor Marshall.
Amen.
I just really called and just want to say I just thank God for everything I heard and said. And I heard someone saying about how you reached young people. And me myself, you know, I was an ex-gang member, and like the man was saying, people are looking for love. And that's why a lot of people get caught up for love and money and fame. And, but me, myself, I just always tell them that God loves you. You know, a lot of people need to be loved. They're hurting. There's no real fathers in the home. And, you know, we got to reach them in the neighborhood, reach them in the community, and just tell them that that's a better way. I mean, that's how the Lord used me. You know, I go and encourage them that you don't have to live that type of life. That's a better way than that, because it's nothing but a setup for the enemy to come through. Three things, St. John 10 and 10 say, steal, kill, and destroy. Steal your life from you. Because I've been shot, you know, but I thank God that he changed me and turned my life around. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing that God gave us chances. And every day don't be like Sunday. Sometimes that, you know, you go through some things in life. But we must encourage one another, let them know it can get better by keeping your focus on the Lord. The Lord saying this word, you keep your mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. You can't find peace in people, but you can find it in Jesus.
Amen.
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 I'm glad to have you on, Pastor Marshall. He will be one of our featured guests in the future. I think he's coming in December.
Okay.
Wow.
Definitely an honor to have, you know, to have you on. And of course we're looking forward to you as being our special guest as
Thank you. That's all right. I really love everything I heard. Y'all have some good speakers, and I really enjoyed the young man, the young lady, gave some very, very powerful words, some doomless powerful words. And I really enjoy all of that. You know, it's good to encourage one another and someone else. You're someone else. You put so much word out every now and then, you want someone to put some word back into you. You know, that's how you get your strength. You know, we get together in unity, there is strength. Man, I preach so much, and so, you know, I've really been doing a lot of things, but I want to hear some word myself, you know. I mean, I'm just like Pac-Man. I just eat it up, you know. Keep the word up. My God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate everybody that's came on tonight. And, you know, I thank God that we all have some type of history. And one thing I like about GQ Palace, because I'm new to GQ Palace myself as a co-host, is that they reach all elements, not just one. But if you get a chance, check out the whole picture, not just the shade that's just pulled back looking pretty, but the whole picture. And what they do, they reach across the board, because, like, we got Pastor Marshall on from Louisiana, and I believe another one's on here, Weathersby. I know he's somewhere around me, so he's a friend of mine on Facebook. So I can't remember where he's from. But it's
Wilmington, Delaware.
So it's like we all come together, and what I love so much about it, the people that we've been in contact with, they're listening even when they don't have to speak. That's when people can come together and listen. This is when you know you can be a listener and you don't have to be speaking. And I just thank God for that, because I'm listening as people come on, and I'm going to do the correction, Pastor. You come in November, so, but I'm going to call you and let you know when, because we booked so far ahead. But I thank God for people that's coming in to listen, because how do you know what GQ Spiritual Sunday is about if you won't even come in and partake and see, like the pastor just said? Sometimes you need to get fed yourself, because, you know, as a pastor myself, I love to get fed. I need to get fed. If I don't get fed, how can I feed you? I'm starving.
All right.
So if I go somewhere starving, how do I feed you? Because I'm a preacher about me starving 9 times out of 10. So therefore, it's like, okay, did I preach what God wanted me to preach, or did I preach because I was hungry? So, yeah, I'm a firm believer when we go through and get fed. And one thing about on Spiritual Sunday, you're going to get fed. If you didn't get fed, because you didn't want to get fed. It's like when you in church, it says if you want to catch on fire, you sit next to somebody who's on fire, because you're going to definitely catch on fire. So, you know, I'm a true believer in that, and I thank God for everything that's going forth, and,
And I love to listen because if you're not listening, you can't give no true feedback because you don't even know what the next person is saying. See, I'm a true listener. I don't listen for somebody to shut up for I can talk. I'm truly listening to see what is really being said. Yeah, y'all know we got them people that listen just be waiting for you to shut up so they can speak. And they didn't hear nothing you said. They just wait to be heard. But, you know, everybody that came on, you know, I really, truly appreciate it. And because it's letting me know that you didn't just say yes because you was going to speak. You said yes because you really like what's going on and you listen to yourself. And that lets me know because it's hitting across the world. And it's moving quickly.
Well, I just thank God for each and every one of y'all. When we first sat down and we spoke about GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, we have 5 other shows, but GQ Palace, you know, Spiritual Sunday is our only, you know, show, of course, that we have on Sunday, where we just figured, you know, that we wanted to just set a format and help build a foundation for everyone that's not able to get out the house and go to church, you know, for the sick and studying people that even if they went, you know, to church in the morning and they still, you know, the Holy Ghost has hit them so much that they're still ready to hear some more. You know, we try to put a format together where we can bring everybody together nationwide because, you know, as you can see, it is nationwide.
And yes.
With building that format, we just figured we can just have all the special guests on and just wait, we'll contact everyone from all over and just let them know. I mean, the time zones are a little, you know, confusing from time to time, but, you know, for the most part, at this point in time, we actually have everything, you know, in handle, everything under control, and, you know, it's just a blessing for everyone to come together, and, you know, we've had a lot of special guests on, and we're looking forward to more special guests, you know, and you don't have to just, you know, just come in on the day that you're the special guest and then don't call back anymore, you know, no, you can call in whatever Sunday you feel that, you know, you want to call in, and whether it's just saying you're thankful for God waking you up this morning, you know, this way, everyone knows that, you know what, we're there. We're a big supporter, and we try to network with everyone just to reach a fan base that's nationwide. So this way, everyone gets to hear the word. You know, you don't have to leave your house to hear the word. If you have a cell phone, you have a computer, you know, you're able to hear the word, you know, on the computer. You know, you can't comment back on the computer. You can comment, you know, but you can't be heard, you know, live on air. Where if you do dial the number, you know, the 646-200-3838, you dial that number. That number is toll-free, and anyone can dial that number. You know, there's no judging, you know, on here whatsoever. It's just, you know, it's just wonderful. And I can just say, just me as being a woman of God, I'm truly blessed to have such powerful and amazing people on where everyone can just come on and just give their testimony. And the tag teaming was just wonderful this evening, I must say, that the tag team was great. I mean, to just think that, you know, people, they don't know each other, but everyone's doing God's work. So it just comes together and it just goes so smooth. I think that's, you know, a wonderful thing. What we do, you know, is we allow everyone to call in, you know, every Sunday, give their testimony, say what they're thankful for. We also play gospel music as well. Like you just heard Fred Hammond, you know, we have a lot of gospel songs that we, you know, we play, you know, in between, you know, the callers just to be able to not only deliver the word but also allow them to listen to the gospel music and just be able to understand and translate exactly what the words of the song is saying as word is just, you know, as well as just hearing the music. But if everyone wants to give their testimony or say what they're thankful for, you know, it's completely, you know, up to you. We do have a lot of people on the line. So whoever wants to go first, you know, they can just go first.
I'll just say real quick, I'm just thankful and grateful for this opportunity. And real briefly, the reason why it is blessed is because when you're in one place and on one accord, and it doesn't matter the fact that we're crossing miles across state lines, we're in one place in God, and we're on one accord in the Spirit. And when that happens, great things can come about. So I'm just grateful for this opportunity, and I love what's happening here.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I will go next. Praise God. This is Minister Sanders. Just to piggyback on what he said before I give my testimony, when we come together, it doesn't matter how, you know, whether you're over the phone, in person, you come together and touch and agree, you know, there Jesus is in the midst of us. So, you know, Jesus is listening to each and every one of us, you know, and that's what he's looking for to take to God, to testify that every time you had a chance to call my name, it didn't matter who was talking or it didn't matter what they think about what you said, every time you had a chance to say thank you, Lord, you know, and tell what you're thankful for, you did that. You didn't deny me. So I'm glad that the Lord is on the line. He's the special guest tonight, you know, in agreement with everything that we're saying, you know, and so I am so thankful and grateful for the opportunity to be on this line. I'm thankful and grateful for the praise the Lord has given me, you know, of my life today. I have a bad habit, and I'm praying for the Lord to take it from me, of complaining. But, you know, what has got me out of that is just I'll look back and say, hey, you know, I can see, I can walk, I can talk. I have so many things to be thankful for. It's so many people that would love to switch places with us. You know, so when we can look at someone else and, you know, and look at what they're going through, we should be grateful and thankful. You know, and just have a right now praise in your heart so you don't go somewhere or call into like a radio station like this or go to church and say, oh, they were dry, they were boring. Okay, well, if you walked in there with a praise in your heart already, you don't need no one to pump you up. You're already happy in the Lord. So I thank God for you guys, and I thank God just for everything. I've gotten fed, you know, the I think it was Pastor Marcus that just said that, you know, you have to learn. And I believe that was, Pastor Hall, who was just saying as well, how can you teach if you're hungry? How can I feed you when I'm hungry? You know, common sense is you're going to eat first. You're going to make sure you're fed. So in order to be a teacher, we have to be a student at all times. So I thank God I was looking for a call that I could call into on Sunday because even though I have my own conference line, I'm continuously looking for another way to fellowship and get my intake from the Word. And I didn't have one, so this is definitely, I'm claiming this is my home, you know, on Sundays to call in and, you know, get my blessing. It's definitely an anointed group. It's not about money. It's just about coming together, fellowshipping, and, you know, supporting the Lord and helping each other. So my spirit agrees with it, Lavina and Pastor Hall. My spirit agrees with it. You know, I'm thankful, and you, Hall, have been a blessing to me. So that's my testimony, this show. This show is my testimony. I've been blessed with a show that the Lord is pleased with, you know, so many powerful men and women of God on the line. I'm blessed for that. And I'm going to shut up now. I'm blessed and thankful, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, I like. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, is it okay to speak now?
Oh, yes, sure. Go ahead.
I'm Reverend Henry Sanders. I didn't want to, you know, rain on someone else's parade prevent someone else from being able to speak. I had wanted to address the question that you had asked about someone being real deep into gangs and things of that nature, but it will take probably a little bit more time than I can do it this afternoon, so probably I'll try to call back next Sunday. That was a wonderful question that really needs some serious answers and clarity. People need to know how to do something with God. Not just a call, but what do I do? If someone calls me and asks me, I need to pray. Well, okay, show me a prayer to pray that God will heal. I run into a lot of that, I think, with young people. They want to reach out to God, but they don't know what to do from the Bible standpoint. So I say this to most of them. Study your scriptures. A lot of it is self-explanatory, but then there's some parts of it that really you need someone to kind of explain it. I did a study on the science of hermeneutics, which is simply the science of interpretation, so I have a lot of expertise in explaining certain things about scripture. I hope opportunity will come where I may be able to explain some things in better details to someone that may be into a gang and can't get out. I always tell people when they say, I can't get out, the first thing you need to do is always look at, can you leave? And then if you do leave, keep your mouth closed about where you're going. People cannot find out where you have moved or relocated to unless you call someone. So you got to understand,
right,
if you're going to be with God and going to be on God's side, you've got to separate yourself from everything and don't call no one or talk no one. We have to also understand that that's a great satanic power, being in gangs and things of that nature. So you're going to need really to be grounded in the spirit. Second of all, when we sin, yes, God forgives us, but we also have to understand that we will receive punishment of our sins. It's just like if you go out here and have an affair with someone and you contract HIV disease, okay, that's your punishment. God may bless you to do some kind of specific work. There's some people I know that has happened to. So a lot of times people think that just because I do a sin, just because I ask for forgiveness, nothing comes behind it. Being in gangs is no different. We have to also remember that the Bible teaches about Lot in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. It said that he was not like they were. So we have to, first of all, practice not to be like everyone else is, not try to do what everyone else do. And once we get into that mindset, then a lot of things can change for us. But it's hard to give up stuff, especially something that you've gotten attached to. I'm a living witness of that. I've given up a good bit of things over the past 20 years. I mean, a lot of stuff. But I'm standing there and say today I haven't given up nothing that God didn't replace. He just replaced it with something that was better, but also something that came from him through his power, not through a satanic power of dealing with worldly people doing it their way. I hope that I'll get an opportunity next Sunday to call in and maybe expound on that a little teeny bit more of what to simply do to get out of gangs. I've been in gangs. Matter of fact, I've had a pistol point in my face and it snapped, so I always praise God for that, nothing else. I know it's by his will out here today. Well, I could have been dead, gun could have went off. I've been in fights, been shot at and shot at folks, you know, but I've made it. But I had to learn, you know, trust God, not trust a gun, to trust God, not trust the drugs, just trust God, not trust the money. And once we learn what we got to trust and get some knowledge in our spirits, then we have a chance to really win this fight. I'm not too big on trying to shine and do a lot of talking of things. I believe we're trying to tell you something that's really going to get the job done. It's good to pray, but understand you've got to know how to pray, what to pray for. There's a lot of prayers in the Bible. It behooves me when people start looking for answers. No one can show them no prayers in the Bible to pray. And the Bible is full of prayers that you can pray to do certain things. So if I get an opportunity to call back, I don't want to top everybody else. Maybe we might go over some prayers that's in the Bible that deal with some specific things. And I hope it'll help someone, because I know it helped me. If it helped me, it helped anyone else. And like I say, I don't want to take up too much time. I just want to put that out there. And maybe it might benefit someone who just don't know any better. A lot of time we do pray for the lack of knowledge.
Right. Well, Reverend Sanders, I have a question for you quickly. What if you know, would just give a prayer or tell someone where to find a prayer that's listening on the show now? Because weekly we have, you know, a lot of callers that call in, and I do, you know, speak to different people as well. And a lot of their questions is, where do we find this prayer? You know, or tell me something that I can go to that shows me exactly what you're saying. You know,
Do you have your Bible?
Yes, I have mine.
I'm not at home. I'm kind of like in the middle of doing something. Turn to the Book of Psalms.
Okay.
Ooh, amen.
Give me 1 second. Let me get it.
This
okay.
is a blessing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Can't leave home without the Bible. All right, guys.
I'm not at home. If I was at home, I could go to it and give it to you for mine. But I'm I'm not home at the moment, and my problem is at home. It's actually my study. I'm actually doing a job for someone, but I'm listening to this program at the same time, so I'm glad of that.
It's okay.
Do you have songs? Have you gotten to the book of Psalms?
Yes.
Okay, let me open it up and look at the first part of it. It should say five books. In other words, it's 150 divisions of Psalms, but they are divided into five books.
Right.
At least my Bible has it. I don't know about yours. It should be book 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see the book?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, book 1, I think, goes from Psalm 1 to Psalm, so I think it's 40, 41, 42. Is that correct?
Yes, it goes to 41, yes.
Okay, what does book 1 cover? Because each book represents a certain type of prayer. It should have it up at the head of it, right beside it. What do you think it does?
Actually, each scripture has, book 1 doesn't say a scripture next to it, but...
No, it should have something like forgiveness, thankfulness, trusting, things of that nature I'm talking about. Not scripture, just have what it represents. In other words,
The writing right at the top of it. She's talking about the writing right at the top, maybe one word or two words, like it may say forgiveness or it may say thankfulness or, you know, stuff like that.
Right, but it'll be right beside these books, what I'm saying.
The top of it says, serve the Lord with fear. And then when you go down to verse 3, it says, Psalm of David, when he fled from...
You're in the wrong passage. Someone, you need, Teresa, if you're at home, get your Bible and go in there and to the book of Psalms, and you should see five books that are divided into 150 divisions. Each book covers a certain type of prayer.
Okay, get off the computer. I need it moved.
You can pray.
Move, hurry up. Move out of the way. Okay, let me get onto my virtual. On the computer, I have to put
while you're looking at us, let me take a moment to also say the book of Proverbs and the book of Ecclesiastes are books of wisdom. You read those two books, you'll find a situation in there that fits most every and anything you see people do out here in the world today.
Okay, I'm in Psalm.
Okay. Turn to the first part of it, and it should have your five books and on the first page before you start flipping through it.
Okay, I'm in the touch screen when it's... Okay. No, it doesn't say five books, but see, I don't see it as a whole. I'm just in the individual scriptures. I'm pretty much flipping the pages with my finger. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When you get
I'll see.
Open the book up, a book of Psalms, when you get to the first part of it.
Okay.
Before you go on in other words, you're not reading the first vision of Psalm, but you're on the page before you turn over to that. And it should have listed there five books and what each five of those books represent. Each five of those books represents a group of prayers that you can pray to be released from certain type of demonic attacks. It's a purpose.
Okay. I'll find it in Inbox Lavinia because I have to look. I don't have it where I can look. At the moment,
it should be in your Bible. Most of the Bibles that I buy, they have it outlined in where if I meet someone, I just give it to them just as a pencil.
Yes, okay. I have my paperback Bible. I'm on the computer. I have to find my paperback Bible, but I'll inbox Lavinia and I'll get it for you. And then maybe next Sunday or so, or the fall, or whenever we can, we'll definitely bring that back and know because I don't have my paperback Bible right now.
There's no one to listen who has a King James Bible. It should be in most any King James Bible. It's not. You might not find it in the NIV or the Amplified, a lot of these different interpretation Bibles, but it's always in your King James New Edition Bible.
Okay. All right.
Pastor, what you're talking about is that each division has a theme.
No, each vision tells you what each vision is actually a prayer, but it's divided into five books. There's 150 divisions divided into five. Book 1 goes from Psalms 1 to Psalm 41. Then book right. two starts out with song from song 42 and goes on. It has the number of songs that it covers, but it also has what those songs are, should those division of songs represent in each one of those books.
Right, a theme.
There was one to 41 represents something.
Right.
And so forth and so on.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'll do is, I'll get it from Minister Sanders, but, you know, the show is every Sunday from 7 to 9. And whenever you can, you know, come on, you know, you can come on. I'll contact Minister Sanders to see when you can, you know, when you have
time. Well, if I'm calling in your show and you have my cell phone number recording your on the computer and things, I'm going to be home probably about an hour. When I get there, if y'all have not gone, I'll call you and give it to you. Then I'll call back in the show and give it. I'm just not at the house right now. I don't have my Bible right there in front of me.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's some powerful information by itself, because to be able to, you know, show someone in the Bible exactly what it says and it helps in prayer, you know, that's a blessing by itself, because a lot of people don't know how to. And
well, I also have to understand there are prayers all through the Bible, all through the 39 divisions of the Old Testament, the 27 divisions of the New Testament. There are songs in all those books as well. I mean, prayers in all those books as well.
Okay.
If you're going to pray, the Bible has prayers for every situation that you encounter of the devil. I won't tell you just to pray, and I won't show you what to pray or how to pray or where to go and pray or find a prayer to pray.
That's right. Amen.
And I think some information that a lot of people simply do not have. It's good to tell someone to pray, but it's also better to show them prayer. They can find a prayer to pray for that same situation.
Right. Okay.
I'm also amazed that no one has a King James New Edition Bible that can look it up. It's just right there. you go to the book of Psalms, it's just right there. When you get not you ain't going over the Psalm. I mean, the first Psalm 1, but when you turn that page, it'll have it right there. Or you may turn to Psalm 1, it may be on the page beside it. We'll have all five books and what each book represents. One's, I think, like forgiveness, God's thankfulness, deliverance. They cover a different thing, but when you look at the five of them and the order that they come into, then you realize that as we walk on our Christian journey, these are the five main things that we pray to God for or should pray to God for. It's very amazing once you see it. It really changes your life.
Yeah, because it has, like, the Lord is salvation, the Lord is my shepherd. It gives you.
Yeah,
I see it. Okay. I trust
you. Yeah, I bet you go not to. That's the 23rd song. But it should be right there at the beginning of it. But before you get into all the divisions of songs, it's 150 divisions divided into five books.
Okay. Well, we do thank you, you know, for the information as well. We have a couple more callers that want to get on the air as well to give their testimony and, you know, say what they're thankful for. We're going to go to a song, and then when we come back, we'll bring all those callers on. We do have GQ Palace. Spiritual Sunday is every Sunday from 7 to 9. We're just going to go to a song.
And I promise you I'll call back.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, Lavinia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right before you bring them on, Psalm 25 is a good prayer. Psalm 25 is a good prayer. If someone doesn't know how to pray, tell them to read Psalm 25, that whole book.
Okay.
Pray for your enemies and deliverance and guidance. Psalm 25.
All right. Got it. Okay. We're going to go to a song real quick, and then when we come back, we'll bring all the callers back on. If everyone just please hold the line.
Sometimes you have to speak.
everyone on the line.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Sister Sanders, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And Pastor Hall, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah. Then I believe we have everyone else still on the line as well. We have Reverend Henry Sanders, Minister Author. We have Pastor Marcus Dupree.
Speak over yourself.
We have everyone on the line. What I want to do is I want to go to a caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. Blessed by the best. Just, you know, just come in not long ago from Stop the Violence March. You know, normally I'm not, like, up to par to participate in something like that. But right here in my little hometown, we only a square mile big. And it's been 3 young guys killed in the last 3 weeks. It was like back to back. You know, gang related, just hate. You know, and when he was talking about the gangs and everything like that, I was just like, wow, it just sent chills through my body. Because the last young guy, which got killed Friday, I mean, he worked with the kids so much. He was just, you know, it's just sad, and his kids was in the march too, and they were just crying. I mean, it was so heartfelt, and I just want to thank God that, you know, that he woke me up. He's blessed me every second, you know, and I just wish that it could be something to stop the violence of us killing each other. You know, you always want to say, you know, that excuse me, nothing racial about it. They always want to holler about the white man, this, the white. No, we're doing it to ourselves, and we need to stop. You know, it's just so much that if I could have it my way, it would be for everyone to love each other. You know, just group hug and just let it be gone. You know, the killings is just, huh?
I think somebody was talking, but you can go ahead.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's just senseless murder, you know, and these kids, they won't get a chance to partake with their father or whatever the reason is, but, you know, it's crazy, you know, and I haven't had to go through it, thank God. But, you know, I'm sure a mother and a father losing a kid, it's got to be, you know, hard. You know, when you think about it, two parents are losing a kid, true enough. But that one parent is not going to be able to talk to her or say anything else to their child, which one may be able to. You know, and I just want to thank God that, you know, he's relieving me from where I'm living right now, you know, to go to a step up in the neighborhood, you know, because like where I am, it's like I'm in the middle of all the violence that's taking place to the point that you don't even want to sit outside on your steps or your porch in the daytime. And, you know, I just want everybody to keep me and these families, and just keep all of us keep each other in prayer. You know, I just want, you know, that everybody to just keep each other in prayer and pray that, you know, one day this can resolve, you know, these gangs and stuff. And that's all I got to say. Just keep me in prayer, please.
And we will do that. We'll definitely do that. That's, you know, one thing that we, you know, we always do, and I'm sure that everyone being on the line, including, you know, the ministers, the pastors, everyone that's listening, you know, that's one thing that I know I was taught, is that I always pray for others, you know, and doing so, you know, you pray for everybody, you know, as well as yourself, but, you know, my mom always told me, always pray for others, you know, when you come to the altar, you call out the name that you want. you know, God to pray for, and that, you know, indeed what I personally do. You know, thank you for calling in. We have another caller we're going to go to. Time is kind of the essence.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Welcome. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am fine. Good evening, all.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you have a whole lot of people on the line tonight.
I know. I was listening in. I just want to say how grateful I am to God. I'm so grateful to the Holy Ghost. I'm so grateful to Jesus. I'm so grateful for GQ Palace. I'm so grateful for all the anointed people who have come together on the show tonight. God bless you. I have been listening to the show. I love you all, and God bless. I just want to say, Smokey Northville.
Okay, say that again. You broke up a little bit. I'm sorry.
Until
I finish. Okay. All right. So what we'll do is we'll work on getting that song for you, as well. Probably just take a few minutes, but we'll have the song and we'll be able to play the song for you this evening. For those of you who are listening, we allow people to call in and, you know, ask for a request. And, you know, as long as we have their, you know, request in due time, you know, we can, you know, get the song and be able to play the song. You know, I believe that sometimes, you know, depending on the song, you know, I love my gospel music. So all
Amen.
Of the gospel songs,
Amen.
You know, they all have a meaning, you know, and it's important that everyone
Yes, they do.
You know, the words of the song. And, you know, once you're able to understand the words of the song, you know, because you're listening to it, it gives you a better translation, and a lot of people can relate to some of the songs that, you know, that they hear. So we're going to work on getting the song for the caller. But since time is of the essence, is there anything that anyone, you know, would like to say?
Yes. I'd like to announce that tomorrow night, well, I have a phone conference Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Tomorrow night, Mr. Derek Andrews is a special guest, so make sure you call in for your dose of the Holy Ghost. It's going to be great. And the phone number is 712-432-3100, access code 566-728. Once again, 712-432-3100, access code 566-728. You may also send me a friend request on Facebook at Minister Teresa Sanders, and I will definitely add you to the ministry groups and keep up. I know time is of the essence, but I just wanted to get that in there. And thanks again to you all at GQ who make this possible. And Lavina, God bless you, my sister. I thank you so much. Much give you your flowers while you live. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really enjoyed myself.
Oh, yeah, and you are welcome anytime. You know you're welcome anytime. Here at GQ Palace, we don't, you know, discriminate. We don't judge. You know, anyone can call in at any time between this hours of 7 and 9, you know, and that's Eastern time. And, you know, they can come on the air at any time and just say what they're thankful for, give their testimony, you know, request their song. Just call in just to hear, you know, everyone else's testimony of what they're thankful for. You know, anyone is welcome anywhere, you know, because it is nationwide. So anyone is more than, you know, able to call in at any time. Pastor
yes.
Wall.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, it's Reverend Sanders. I have those books now. I'm sitting down looking at it.
Okay.
Do you have them to write the information down with?
Yes, I do.
Okay, book one goes from Psalms 1 to 41, and it deals with praise. Book two goes from Psalm 42 to 72, it deals with God's power. Book three goes from Psalm 73 to 89, it deals with God's forgiveness. Book four goes from Psalms 90 to Psalms 106, it deals with God's thankfulness. And book five is from Psalms 107 to 150, and it deals with God's deliverance. And those are the 150 divisions of Psalms. Hopefully next week we may get into it a little bit more deeper.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, my Bible has it up at the top where it says introduction to the song, then the next page to start of Psalms 1 and go on.
Okay, and we definitely thank you, and we're going to work on getting you on the air as a special guest. You know, and anyone that is on the air right now, you can send friend requests if you're on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, it seems like we're all connected, you know, through, you know, other people as well, and we can always network, and we can work on getting, you know, everyone on the air, a special guest as well. Pastor Hall, is there anything that you want to say before we close?
I just thank God for everybody that's came on today. I thank God for the opportunity that everyone who's, you know, able to speak, and most of all, thank God for all the callers being heard that press one, of course, not just the listeners, but the ones who press one, because we always want to make sure that we get it out there. And I'm just rejoicing that the fact that the people that I've heard tonight are a lot of the people that are booked already for Sunday, and they wanted to just come eat. And that means a lot. That's a true person that wants to be a part of what's going on. And I thank God for that. Most of all, I just thank God for his loving kindness and that he keeps his hands on the spiritual Sunday, and most of all, the GQ Palace at whole, and keep y'all lifted up and keep y'all strong and keep doing the will of God, because as long as you're doing the will of God, we cannot faint. And he says, two or three are gathered in my name, he will be there amongst us. So I know there is power up going on in this line. And I want everybody to stay encouraged and continue doing what God has called each individual to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Does anyone else want to say anything before we close? We do have the song uploaded for the caller's request.
Yes, I'd like to say before we close, I'm also on Facebook as well. My niece should have me on her friend list, but you send me a friend request, and I will confirm it.
Okay. And if anyone's looking for me, it's Lavina Polite on Facebook as well. We do have the song that the caller has requested, but before we go to the song, I just want to thank everyone on behalf of GQ Palace for calling in this evening and definitely just, you know, allowing us, you know, to have such a successful show. Of course, I thank the man above for everything, because without him, none of this is possible at all.
Yes.
I thank our special guest, Minister Teresa Sanders as well. Anyone that's on the line, and for those of you who are listening, you're more than welcome to call in every Sunday from 7 to 9, where we will allow everyone to call in and give their testimony or say what they're thankful for. We'll play gospel music as well as you can request a song if the song is requested, you know, within enough time. But once again, I do thank everyone, you know, for calling in. And our closing song is going to be Smokey Northall, Run Till I Finish. And
amen.
If anyone did miss the show, they can always check the archives, which is on blogtalkradio.com, type in GQ Palace. Everyone that's on the air right now, the link will be on your wall. So this way you can, you know, always go back and listen to it, and you can, you know, share it. Minister Sanders, I will be calling in tomorrow. If you can just tell the time again for me.
Yes, it's going to be Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So you're in tune with all these different time zones, I see.
Oh, it took me for a long time to get in tune, but yes. Well, I was cheating. I was looking at the computer as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, it was, you know, it was a wonderful show, and it's always a blessing to be, you know, anointed, you know, by everyone. You know, it's always anointed, and it's always a pleasure to be in the presence of such powerful people that are all doing God's work. And we're going to, in closing, we're going to go to play the song, and we thank everyone for calling in this evening, and have a blessed and wonderful evening, and have a blessed and safe week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
really gets rough and you don't feel like you can go on. My friend Sherry Moffitt, she sings a song that you've got to speak over your own self sometimes. You've got to encourage yourself in the Lord. And I have decided, determined, I'm committed, I'll run. No matter the cost. And I have decided, determined, I'm committed, that I'll run. Even though at times I may get lost, I'm going to finish my race. I'm going to take my proper place in the winning circle. I'm going to run anyway. I don't know where, I don't know when or how, but what I know is that I'm going to make. So safely in amazing grace, I made up my mind. I don't have much time, but I run till I finish. Oh, I'm going to run this race. I'm going to take my proper place in the winning. God, I'll run till I finish.